Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not even close.
That is true.
So, like, if we're all... We can talk about all the emotional side.
We talk about what you owe. No one seems to care what the right... But let's be honest. In college, college sports, no one seems to care what the right thing is.
Right, and it's year to year.
It's an interesting thing, because, like, I advise my own son, Ben. He was at a working for a company in New York for, he did it about a year.
Yep.
And he was in the Dallas office of a New York company.
Yep.
Right? And he thought it would be fine.
Mm-hmm.
And in the end, it wasn't great because you really weren't where the action was.
Well, you're not.
So he left after a year. And he felt bad. And you know what was hard for him? It's this whole part of growing up, man. It's still, this would be hard for me now. What's hard is them making the call and saying, I'm leaving. You know, that he dreaded making the phone calls, like to tell partners who he liked, whatever else, that he was leaving. Like, but it is part of it. And I didn't tell him not to go after a year. I didn't tell him. Now, of course, they didn't hire him out with some skeletons in his closet.
No, but I do think he learned a very important lesson. Like, if you're going to be in the remote office, like, you better like have like the job of jobs, because otherwise you're going to leave feeling like that.
There is no remote office for Robert Irwin Jewelers, but there is an end to this 60% sale, and it is tomorrow. They have multiple locations, and they've been doing this deal, which is feels almost too good to be true, but it's not, which is 60% off everything in their store. And they started the one in Mississippi, and then they did the one in Bartlett. And now, the last one of these, it is tomorrow, April 6th. 60% off everything at the Robert Irwin Jewelers on Perkins Extended. That is engagement rings. That is brand watches. That is bracelets, earrings, necklace, designer jewelry. Everything in the place, 60% off for 6 hours tomorrow, April 6th, at the Robert Irwin Jewelers. It's the one that I go to. It's right there across from Novel on Perkins Extended. For complete details, go online to rijewelers.com. But do not miss this one, because this is it. When we return, Chris Harrington joins the show. It's Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
If you're unaware, T-Mobile calls themselves the Un-Carrier, which is fitting considering they just unraveled their price lock guarantee for new customers. If you ask me, that's pretty uncool. If you're uncomfortable with a company that says one thing but does another, then switch to Xfinity, whose whole home Wi-Fi, wired internet, service, speed, and reliability are unparalleled. Unjoin the Un-Carrier. Switch to Xfinity today. Now through April 21st, new customers can get 300 megabits per second Xfinity Internet for $35. And ask how you can save 40% over T-Mobile in your first year. Switch today. Go to Xfinity.com/TMOFAX, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto-pay with stored bank account and a one-year contract. Connect more Internet versus T-Mobile home Internet. $60 a month. Regular pricing applies after promo period. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. Actual speeds vary. Effective for new customers after 1/17/2024. T-Mobile's price lock will only reimburse your last bill if you terminate service due to a price increase.
Mealtime will be a breeze this spring when you shop at Family Dollar. Start your day off with savings on breakfast staples such as Post cereals, 2 for $6. Plus, 10 to 12 count select K-Cup coffee brands on sale for only $6.50. Need lunch on the go? Grab some Bumblebee chicken or tuna salad cups 3 for $5 with a side of Lay's chips, 2 for $6. Make dinner time easy. Pick up a Tony's pizza for only $3.95. Family Dollar, helping you do more.
Hi, folks. Bob Burkhammer for Sunrise Buick GMC Truck. What a great time to buy a new or used car or truck and save money at Sunrise. The largest selection in over a year, over 500 new Buicks and GMCs to choose from, an $8 million used car inventory. See them all at sunrisememphis.com. Factory rebates up to $6,000 and Sunrise discounts high as $10,000. Immediate financing available with loans low as 0% on select models. Cars and trucks under 10 grand. When it comes to selection and savings, it doesn't get any better than this, partner. Come on in and save some money at Sunrise. Coming to Pike, Wolf Chase, and Collierville.
Here's some hard truth about engagement rings. There are 10 premier designers every woman knows about. They're like the Mercedes or Louis Vuitton of engagement rings. World class, iconic, quality names. Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine, and these designers are hard to get, and every jewelry store wants them, but very few make the cut. So they have to settle for lesser brands or knockoffs. Around here, there's only one jewelry store that offers these premium rings. It's Genesis Diamonds. Genesis is the only one that made the cut, that meets the highest standards. Genesis is the only store that's allowed to offer these exceptional brands that women really want. Other stores are jealous of this and will try and convince you these are more expensive and try to get you to settle for something else. But the truth is, Genesis has top quality designer rings for under $2,000. It's not about price. It's about craftsmanship and quality and detail and individuality. So don't compromise. Get her a world-class ring she will be proud to wear. Genesis Diamonds on Poplar at Perkins Extended.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Pluto TV has over 300 channels and thousands of TV shows and movies for whatever mood you're in. Just open the app and something good will already be playing because it's curated by people who love TV as much as you do. So if you're in the mood for comedy, there's 18 channels that'll make you laugh. Looking for drama? We got so much of it, you'll cry tears of joy. Reality shows, game shows, sports, Star Trek, and even more Star Trek. No matter what mood you're in, there's something on Pluto TV. Just download the app and start streaming. Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
Direct Auto Insurance is for uncompromisers. With savings of up to 25%, you can stop compromising and keep driving. Get a free quote at directauto.com. Savings based on discounts and vary. How you buy can affect price. National General Group, Winston-Salem.
Heller's Smile and Save sales event is here. This month, get $1,500 off select new HVAC systems, whole home water filtration with descaler, and select new whole home generators. Or take advantage of Heller's $99 AC tune-up or $99 drain cleaning special. When you're home needs plumbing, HVAC, or electrical service, call the Happy Face Truck. Smile and save at happyheller.com today.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Robert Irwin Jewelers 6-hour 60% off sale is this Saturday from 10 to 4 only at the Diamond Showroom on Perkins Extended. Everything in the showcase is 60% off this Saturday, 10 to 4.
It's a legit 60% off sale. Do not miss it.
Sponsored by Robert Half.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. Robert Half is here to help. Our recruiting professionals use proprietary AI to connect businesses with highly skilled talent. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, celebrating a legacy of sports as the flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers talk. Always live on the Odyssey app and on smart speakers. Say, play 92.9 ESPN. Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Hawkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Big cheese, gotta go uptown. I'ma get that roller from way uptown. Big cheese, gotta go uptown. I'ma watch out, but you live in the corner near town. Big cheese, gotta go uptown. I'ma bring my gang, my Leon team. Big cheese, gotta go uptown.
Back on the Jeff Calkins Show. It's just Chris Herrington.
Now, it's Chris Herrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies, Memphis, and more. Presented by the Majestic Grill. We discover downtown dining. Chris Herrington on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
Chris Herrington joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
That is Big Chief Got a Golden Crown by the Wild Super Chulas, excuse me, different New Orleans group, in honor of Big Spain getting his number 33 retired. I think that's close enough for rock and roll.
He is your favorite all-time Grizzly, right?
Yeah, probably so. I mean, you know, there are different ways to think about that, but yeah, in terms of the way he played is definitely the closest to my ideal or what I find sort of most interesting and what I look for in basketball. Yep.
When do you think Big Spain started? Like, he wasn't, I don't know when the Big Spain hit. When did, like,
I feel like that was either came from within the team or came from an announcer or somewhere, and that became a real thing. I was always down on some people, not many, but some people called Mark Pau Gasol Spaniard, which I never liked. I felt like something about that that sort of othered him a little bit. Like, it felt like, right, like, ooh, this exotic Spaniard on the team, you know. So I always resisted that. That is not in the Grizz glossary. Big Spain, I think, was fully embraced by everyone, and so, like, I'm on board with that one.
Where does Pau rank in you? Now, I don't need a precise rank, but was Pau one of your favorite Grizzlies ever, too?
Well, I did battle. I was out in the
thank
streets
God,
during the Pau Gasol era. Like, I was doing screaming matches every week with Chris Vernon in defense of Pau Gasol. So I was very, very on the record as being much higher on Pau Gasol while he was a Grizzly than most people were. I thought he was vastly underrated by a lot of Grizzly fans and Grizzlies media at the time. And so, yeah, I was a Pau Gasol fan. He certainly had his weaknesses, but, like, I think those weaknesses were way overemphasized relative to everything else.
We were talking about, because, you know, when you're remembering someone, you remember all the good times and whatever else, and you forget the fact that while they were here, I mean, someday Jaren Jackson Jr.'s number may be retired here, and I think people will forget that, or like to forget that a lot of people hated the draft pick, hated the fact that he didn't rebound, Jaren's taken a lot of criticism over the years. But in terms of the most criticized star the Grizzlies have ever had is Pau. I don't think there's much question about the gap between the undeserved criticism that any player ever got was Pau. Early Mike Conley got vast criticism, but not late Mike Conley, right? Like, there were things to criticize about early Mike Conley because he was straight figuring it out, right?
Yeah, and Rudy Gay's in that category too. Rudy didn't come around quite the way the others have as a Grizzly, and really even as a player. He had a great career and ended up having a really long career, a longer, more durable career than maybe you would have expected. But he never made an All-Star team, you know, unlike even Mike made one after he left. So Rudy sort of never quite broke through. He never made an All-Star team. He was never a key player on a team that won at a high level, which Conley, you know, even after he left the Grizzlies, was the point guard on a number one seed Utah team and is now the point guard on what might end up being a number one or certainly top three seed Minnesota team. So there is winning that has followed Mike Conley around. Rudy never quite got there, but, like, obviously Pau did in an enormous way, and Mike did, and Jaren
isn't
has.
Isn't the argument for Rudy? Isn't the argument for Rudy that he was appropriately criticized?
I think the criticism of Rudy was a more correct interpretation of his strengths and weaknesses. Yeah. I think that is accurate.
And it is interesting that he was able to morph into a effective role player, because part of what his the obstacle to his greatness at Memphis was he didn't seem to, you know, he was so enamored of being the star, you know. Oh no, not Rudy! What was it? It was against Toronto. Like, not, you know, like, he wanted to be that guy.
When Zach Randolph got hurt in year two of the playoff run, Rudy became the go-to guy. He was the go-to guy in that series. They lost in seven games, took tons of shots, low efficiency. and Rudy seemed like he should be the best player. What was true, and what, to the credit of the people running the team, they realized is that Rudy was their fourth best player. He was at that time he was considered more of a star than Mike right. Conley or Marc Gasol. But the people running the team who traded Rudy Gay knew he was not as good as an all-around basketball player, even at that point, as Mike Conley or Marc Gasol.
But so in terms of this, the debate that we were having, and I've conceded now, is of the core of between Tony and Mark, who was more criticized when they were Grizz? Who was more criticized as Grizzlies?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, they're sort of criticized by different people and in different ways. I think generally Mark was.
That seems to be the Anthony saying Jeffrey. I've all said Mark was because you sort of just accepted Tony for what he was, right? But Mark,
yeah,
people wanted him to be more.
I think there were some people who thought Tony was overly romanticized and people overlooked his deficiencies because of the level
to which he was romanticized.
Right.
But I there was an element of that, but I think broadly speaking, Mark was more criticized.
But I would also say this. I think broadly speaking, they were both deeply appreciated and not just in retrospect, whereas Powell was not.
Yeah, no,
yes.
I'm answering the questions you're asking.
I know.
They were both, beloved.
Yes, I know. I just wanted to make it clear for that. That's where I was coming from. Anyway, should be a good night tomorrow night. It's all the ceremony is after the game is over, and I think the Grizzlies appropriately are putting their best foot forward tomorrow night with their lineup, as opposed to tonight when we've seen some thin Grizzlies lineups. Do you want to take a stab at who's going to be starting tonight? Who do you think is going to be starting? What do you think our starting five is going to be tonight?
I can't even remember. Gigi's playing. This may be the Gigi Jackson 40-point game. I decided I'm not going tonight, and that may be what I risk. I may risk not being in the building for Gigi career high. Is Santi on the injured list?
Santi's on the injured list. No Santi.
He is, okay. Because he's talking today. Sometimes you don't talk when you're on the injured list, but this is a special occasion.
I think he's talking because he's a Spaniard, Chris.
That's right. No, it's a special occasion. I think the Spanish media in town have demanded it.
That's probably.
I'm going to be there, but I don't really. I could hear from Santi any day of the week, but I think mostly it's because of the Spanish media. I'm headed that way now, actually. And so Gigi?
Yeah.
Is Scottie Pippen Jr. on the injured list?
Yeah. That's real. That'll be sprightly, those two. Jemison.
LaRavia.
Yeah. Jake LaRavia.
Jake LaRavia? Maybe. Is it, I can't remember the guy's name anymore. Is it Lamar Stevens,
Goodwin, those two? They're both going to play. I mean, that's basically the guts of it.
Maybe that dude they just signed.
Is Giroux still on the team?
On the YouTube highlight. Derek Rose, come on. Maybe the guy they just signed on the YouTube highlights.
The guy from Michigan. The point guard who shoots hook shots, right.
Is that the Brazilian guy? Or the Colombian? What is it? There's a South American guy.
I don't know
guy.
If the Brazilian guy's still there. He may not. I can't keep track anymore. But the other guy they just signed who's like the 6'3 guard who shoots skyhooks.
Yeah.
Like, He may get some of those in. I'm starting to change my mind about going. Maybe I should go.
Talking yourself into this.
Shooting skyhooks.
And you can see the great Malachi Flynn.
Oh, that's right. It may be a back-to-back 50.
Back-to-back 50-piece. Well, Cade Cunningham's out, and so you're going to have Malachi Flynn seeing if, you know, anyone can do it once. Can you back it up?
To be clear, we're reaching the zone of the season in which these things happen. Remember, Junior Lofton went for 40 in an NBA game. And Javon Carter went for 35 or something. And these games at the end of the season where, like, somebody's got to take shots, you get some funky box scores that way.
All right. So you're headed down to Grizzlies practice, all of that. Mark's going to talk today at some point. And it's been fun seeing him around town. And obviously, it'll be a big event tomorrow when we'll have the Sixers in town. And the Sixers, by the way, just beat the Heat, a 15-3 run to beat the Heat in dramatic fashion. And they actually are in position now where, I mean, it's not going to be a pushover tomorrow because they can escape the play-in. They're eighth right now.
They get a chance.
Yeah, they're a half game behind the Heat, and they are a full game behind Indiana. Indiana is in sixth. So the Sixers could get to six and avoid the play-in, not only just avoid the play-in, avoid the top of the, you know, once you get into the playoffs.
They could get themselves up into a first-round series, like a guaranteed first-round series, and you could be looking at, you know, Cleveland, Orlando, New York, depending on how that shakes out. And, like, they may end up being favored in that series, you know, with Embiid. And then if they can get – and then they get past that, who knows? You're in a second-round series with Boston and, like, you know, all things are possible.
Cleveland's 11-15, by the way, over their last 26. What's happening with the Cavs?
I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of weirdness around Donovan Mitchell. I don't know if that has anything to do with their current performance. But there's increasing smoke around, like, he may just – peace out on the Cavs this summer.
Rockets are not going to make it, but they made a gallant run. You never believed they would make it. You've been proven to be correct about that. And yet, very clearly...
It was dicey.
And yet, a very good season for them. Clearly one they would take. And as I look into the future, obviously they built around, you know, it wasn't just young players. But they have a bunch of good young players.
Yeah.
Is it obvious? Like, I would say Oklahoma City, you'd look ahead and say, well, I like them. I like they got going more. I like what San Antonio's got going because they got Wemby more. But, like, how about the Rockets and what they have accumulated, even as it compares to the Grizzlies going forward?
The talent accumulation phase of the rebuild is finally starting to pay some dividends for them. But now they're going to be approaching the sorting phase of it.
Right.
Where now you got to start giving second contracts to all these guys.
Right.
You have decisions to make. Like, one of the interesting things about them is that this late push they made happened without Sengun, who had been their best player all season. And you wonder, like,
what does that mean?
You know, he's an all offense, less defense kind of guy, and Jalen Green's more of an all offense, less defense kind of guy. And can you build your team around both of them, or when you're sorting, do you need to pick one of those two and then make sure you got, you know, your Amin Thompson, Jabari Smith, more balanced players around them? I think at some point they have decisions to make among some of these young players. It's good for them that a lot of them are panning out now, but that's also going to lead to some choices.
All right, I'll let you go. I know you have. By the way, have you listened to the Beyonce album?
Yeah, I listened to it once through. I thought it was a little busy, honestly. I love the single Texas Hold'em. I think that song's great.
Yeah.
The whole album was a little, like, too orchestral and busy and, like, overthought to me. But that's on one listen. I need to spend some more time with it.
All right. Thank you, Chris. See you down there.
All right.
Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian. It is interesting, fans' relationships with players, how they change and morph and what people like right now. Take this current roster, right?
Okay.
I would say the least criticized player,
Dez.
Exactly.
No question.
Has anyone ever criticized for anything?
Maybe like getting banged up, like
having short arms when he was first drafted, but like nothing.
No,
right?
Not since he's been here. No,
not since he's been here. And really, Zebo wasn't ever criticized.
No, I think that's
he was criticized when he got here.
Right,
I criticized him.
Yeah, but no,
him.
In terms of from
once
the moment
he
started playing basketball, I agree.
Yeah, he was never really. Yep. Dez has never been criticized. Of the other two, there's no question. They've both been criticized. Ja, for obvious reasons, right?
Yeah.
I don't think his play has much been criticized.
There's been some the shooting. Yeah.
Like, honestly, like the defense.
No one cares. No one cares.
You do wish, like, well, most of you wish he just
would
flies
stay.
Right? He flies right, that he plays gun, whatever, uh-huh. All the stuff, whatever.
Doesn't go live with guns. That's really all my standard.
You also do wish, that he would, you know, the old what happens in the dark or whatever else in the dark. What
sure.
was it? It feels like a guy as gifted as Ja should be able to be a credible three-point shooter, doesn't it? Should be able to, over the summer, become a credible three-point shooter.
I mean, I hear you, but at the same time, it's like, didn't we say the same thing about Westbrook? Excuse me, Westbrook, I beg your pardon?
I guess, but Westbrook is more just physically. I don't... I can sort of see how Westbrook is.
My brother had by far the best take on this of all time. And his opinion was, I will never trust somebody that shoots with his elbow out to be a good shooter.
Right.
And
yes, but you can bring your elbow in. You can work on your shot.
Uh-huh.
And people do. And so that to me, but listen, mostly I'm not criticizing Ja's play. I'm mesmerized by Ja's play. I actually think he is underrated now across the league because all of the off-the-court stuff has spilled onto the on-the-court stuff, and it frames the way people think about
him. Is he underrated or is he overlooked?
But I think those things go together a little bit.
All right.
Yes, I think he's now overlooked because he's out of sight, right?
Yeah.
And so, but yeah, there's, as Chris likes to say, there's no perfect player. Mostly I'm mesmerized by Ja. And then Jaren, I think at some point, it's the big guy. It's just the big guy who doesn't, this thing happens in hockey all the time. If you are a 6'5 defenseman or 6'6 defenseman, yeah, and you don't blast people through the boards,
yeah, people call you soft, right?
Jaren does what he's not a great rebounder, but
yeah,
here's the thing. I don't think rebounding is there's no question that part of rebounding is effort, right?
Yeah.
But I think part of rebounding is also instinct and gift and ability to rebound.
Yeah, I mean, like, if we want to use the Zebo example, like, I think Zebo had a unique ability to, like, read angles, like, the way the ball would bounce. Like, I do think there's clearly a skill. But I also think collectively, as a city, we are very meathead with our bigs. Like, we want
points. I think as a country, like, we want our bigs to rebound.
But, like, think about Jonas. Jonas is beloved. Why? Points and rebounds.
I don't think we as a city are unique. I think basically that's what people expect of big dudes. If you don't rebound and you're a big dude, I've come to terms with it. Like, okay, he's great at a lot of things. He's getting a much better passer this year. He's a good outside shooter. He's getting better at driving to the rim. He's developing an array of post moves. He is reigning, although won't be for long, reigning defensive player of the year. There's no perfect player. He doesn't also get a lot of rebounds. But he's taken so much criticism from the moment he was drafted.
He was booed during the draft party.
Was he booed?
Yes, the pick was booed.
So he's clearly, Ja's been the most criticized because, what were you doing? Picking up the gun.
He also invited him.
Justifiably.
Yes.
I don't think Ja has ever gotten actually a torrent of, maybe from outside of Memphis, people like to just taunt him.
No.
Because he's on social media, people like to pile on. But I don't think, but in terms of that, and then beyond that, people just hold players like Luke Kennard to a different standard, right? They just love the fact that he hits threes and don't really pay attention to the fact. Like, we know he's not supposed to be a superstar.
Yeah, I guess you can make the argument the most criticized, though, is Zaire. But I think it goes back to your point of, part of the problem is it's where he's drafted.
But even Zaire is not as criticized there as the front office was. And now, but there are others. It's interesting. Like, there's very few players who I disliked watching more than Jeff Green.
That's a fun list.
I don't think that I wouldn't put him on the list of the most criticized players. But I hated
least watchable Grizzlies.
I hated watching him play. We're going to take a break.
Thabeat, obviously.
Well, Thabeat, yeah, just because, yes, I mean, there's just bad is different than.
I'm putting Rudy on mine because Rudy had that superstar attitude. No, it's like, here comes the bricks.
Rudy to me was a version of Jeff Green.
Yes.
He wasn't.
They're cut from the same cloth.
Right, exactly.
Yes, like, I agree.
You could do, and well, here it is, with these physical gifts that you clearly have,
yes,
you could do so much more.
Correct.
If you weren't
you mostly, are the captain of looks like a basketball player until the ball
stick. Devoted to being a star.
Yeah.
But if you just think, fill up the box score instead of be a star, and you would be so much better as a player. That's true of Jeff Green, and it's true of Rudy. Both, by the way, really good guys, nice guys, and like whatever.
Super
good
long
stuff
careers.
In the community. And super long community. That's what's weird. They both became journeymen later.
Yes.
All right. If you saw the Mark documentary, and you should, it's spectacular. Michael Blevins does just a great job. I'm going to watch it again. I do make a few fleeting appearances in the documentary. I'm sitting in my den, and I have to say, I'll get the occasional text from Jarvis, from others, who say, Jeff, you look great. And I will tell you that before the cameras come over, I go up, I find something by Faraday there in my closet that I've bought at Oak Hall, and I say, this will make me look put together and presentable. And that's basically anytime when I'm getting remarried, whatever I like, I just trust them because they're honestly, the clothes are beautiful. Their advice, their wisdom, their experience, their level of service is legendary. And I have been the beneficiary, and you can too. Head on in this weekend. Spring and summer stuff is absolutely loaded up there. So whether you are heading out on a trip or whether heading to the pool or whether you're headed to your backyard or whether you're headed to graduation, whatever it is time to get in there and think about your spring and summer wardrobe. And they are waiting for you at Oak Hall. Back in a moment, Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, it's a BetMGM College Basketball Update, presented by BetMGM on 92.9 FM ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN is your home for tournament updates presented by BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. And this weekend, we have the Final Four with NC State and Purdue on Saturday at 5:09 on TBS. Purdue favored by 8.5. Alabama takes on number one UConn. That game at 7:50 on TBS. UConn favored by 11.5. After the Final Four on Saturday, we'll have the NCAA final on Monday night. Tonight in women's hoops, NC State takes on South Carolina at 6 o'clock on ESPN. Also in the women's Final Four, UConn taking on number one Iowa. That game on ESPN. Iowa favored by 2.5. It's the late game tonight at 8 o'clock on ESPN. This report is presented by BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. Please gamble responsibly.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Progressive, we know money can't buy you happiness, but money did help you buy an RV. Which means an excuse from working Saturday with your insufferable coworker, Dave. So money is helping you listen to birds chirp instead of Dave chirping about how his toddler is fluent in three languages. And it's also why you'll be smelling pine trees in the air, not Dave's tuna melt reheating in a microwave. So save money by bundling your RV or boat insurance with home or auto from Progressive and buy more happiness or something close to it. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
I'm Bob Burke, founder and chairman of Burke America Parts Group, a family of brands that includes RepairClinic.com, an appliance and HVAC parts solution company that's grown into an international brand. Before AmericanEagle.com, we partially launched a new technology platform developed by another firm. American Eagle helped take our technology to a whole new level with digital marketing, software development, and business insights into our key markets, appliances, HVAC, and outdoor power equipment, and did so both on time and on budget. AmericanEagle.com has the resources, experience, and talent needed to produce solutions. Our new technology platform developed by AmericanEagle.com has produced tremendous results with higher traffic, conversion, engagement, and online revenue. If you have any home repairs you need to take care of, check us out at RepairClinic.com. If you need a world-class website or technology project, then I would highly recommend AmericanEagle.com.
Call AmericanEagle.com at 773-NETWORK. That's AmericanEagle.com, 773-NETWORK.
Say goodbye to busted brackets because FanDuel lets you bet on every game of the tourney. Whether you're betting on a big upset or a one seed, it's time to go dancing on America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers can get $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So bet on that big favorite and laugh to the bank. That's $200 to use on point spreads, money lines, and you can even pick who's going to win it all. Just visit FanDuel.com/GabeK. That's G-A-B-E-K. Again, G-A-B-E-K. And bet on college hoops until they cut down the nets. You must be 21 plus and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire just 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. And if you have a gambling problem, call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
Hey, Kathy, you know, I've been seeing those State Farm commercials. You guys have built quite a team. Mahomes, Kelsey, Derrick Henry.
Bundle my auto and Mahomes.
Oh, yeah.
Steve, we're proud of that team, and I'm proud of my team.
Your team is awesome. I know firsthand. If there's a question or problem, they're on top of it.
My name is on the sign outside, but it's my talented team inside that makes the difference.
Hey, call Kathy Thurman Edwards, State Farm agent on Brookhaven Circle.
901-767-7744. I'm not as cute as Jake, but I'm better looking than a lizard.
Hey, it's Jeff Calkins. You know when people ask if you have a good dentist to recommend? Well, I have a great dentist. It's Mehdi Sadeghi at the Smile Center. I've been going to the Smile Center for years now. My three boys all go there too. Mehdi is skilled, he's cheerful, and has always found time when emergencies arise. I honestly couldn't imagine a better dentistry practice than the Smile Center. It's where I send all my friends. So if you're looking for a great dentist, go where my family goes. The Smile Center is conveniently located in Germantown, or you can check them out online at smilecentermemphis.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Gaddis with James Gaddis Jewelers. Are you looking to pop the question but don't know where to start? Come by Memphis's premier family-owned jewelry store, where we specialize in crafting dreams into reality. From dazzling diamonds to exquisite engagement rings, from modern fashion to one-of-a-kind custom creations as unique as your love, we have it all. Come visit us today on Poplar Avenue in East Memphis near Mendenhall, and let us help you find the perfect gift to celebrate life's extraordinary moments at James Gaddis Jewelers, your family jeweler.
The world is a vampire.
The World is a Vampire Tour. One massive show. The Smashing Pumpkins. September 10th, Bank Plus Amphitheater.
Come and reach a new God.
Special guest, Paris. The Smashing Pumpkins. On sale Friday, 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster. Produced by Live Nation.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Heard the catchphrase that's sweeping the nation?
Jackson Hugh, yeah!
People are saying Jackson Hugh, yeah, to Jackson Hewitt because they love saving money on tax prep. Do you love saving money? Then switch to Jackson Hewitt today and pay less than last year. Thousands of people have already made the switch. Why haven't you? Stop waiting and start filing. You won't get a better deal or a better catchphrase. All together now.
Jackson Hugh, yeah!
Proof of prior year payment required when filing. New clients only at participating locations through April 7th. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com.
Hi, folks. The Chevy Sheriff with good news for car and truck buyers. The Sunrise Chevy Ranch has acres of new Chevys and GM certified in stock ready for immediate delivery. A $6 million used car inventory and cars and trucks for every budget. And a lot specializing in cars and trucks under $99.95. If you've been turned down by another dealer, see us at Sunrise. We specialize in financing, and SunriseMemphis.com is home of guaranteed credit approval. Cars and trucks may not be free, but at least they're affordable at Sunrise. Together, let's drive to the Sunrise Chevy Ranch, 385 in Houston, Levy, and Collierville.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
That's right.
Over at Leaders Credit Union, say it with me now. They exist for the benefit of their members. It's kind of, you kind of think like every institution should exist for the benefit of the members, but a lot don't. They exist for the benefit of the stockholders or the big bosses or whatever else. Leaders Credit Union, it's a nonprofit, so there's no money to spin off. All the money that they generate is put back into the financial institution as better technology, better rates, better service. Better, because all of the money goes back in to help their members. It's a credit union. It does the same things that any financial institution does, mortgages, car loans, checking accounts, all of that. It just exists for your benefit as opposed to someone else's benefit. It's why, for example, they can offer 4.25 APY on a high-yield savings account, no minimums, no balance tiers, no restrictions. It's why they can offer 4.75 APY on an 11-month certificate. Whether you get in touch with them for car loans or mortgage rates or whatever it is, I think you will see what I mean. It is Leaders Credit Union. To learn more, go to leaderscu.com/ESPN. LeadersCU, that's the letter CU.com/ESPN. All right, Jeffrey. Well, we were just talking to Jason Smith about how nice it was to add PJ Haggerty. And he said, there's a lot more work to be done.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little bit less work to be done now because now the Memphis Tigers and Penny Hardaway have, they've clearly been burning the candle at both ends, right? Because added Illinois transfer big man Dane Danger, mm-hmm. which in addition to being a big man, and they need a big man, cool name.
Absolutely.
Dane Danger. So there you go. His history, by the way, he's a guy who was a four-star out of Minnesota, goes to Baylor, doesn't last half a season at Baylor. This was right after they won their national championship, transfers to Illinois. And then last year played 20 minutes a game. Like, he was a significant, really significant player last year. This year, his role was diminished. He averaged during the regular season about 10 minutes a game. He got a few starts pending injuries. But then actually in the Big Ten tournament and the NCAA tournament, played some of his best ball of the season, including a 21.8 rebound, 2-block performance in their first round victory in the NCAA tournament. And so here we are between the Big Ten tournament and the NCAA tournament, averaged 9 points, 4.8 rebounds a game. Doesn't feel like a guy you're going to be, you know, this isn't Joel Embiid, you know, who you're going to be feeding the ball to, but you don't necessarily want players who you're going to like. Here's the problem. In addition to the just general skepticism about anything now, because let's see how it all works, you know, get back to me in March. In addition to that, how can I really evaluate Dane Danger? Like, we celebrated every time they got a player last year, right?
Sure.
And this dude is not nearly the name that PJ Haggerty is, right? Like, in terms of significant additions. But he's got to fill out a whole roster.
Well, and I mean, they're...
And this is work being done.
I mean, they need bigs.
And they need bigs. And hopefully this big doesn't, like, you know, is running some academic scam off the side.
Or,
you know, that'd
maybe
be good.
You know, maybe this...
I mean, just hypothetically.
Hypothetically, maybe this big can actually, like, play.
Well, that'd be good, too. Oh, yeah, maybe he's not going to come down with some
correct
strange illness
yeah.
In the middle of the Mysterious illness that's going to sideline him for the middle of the game. So we see the team being assembled, and that's good.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the real question is there something they can realistically do between now and the start of the season that fundamentally changes our mind?
No, but here's my mind. I don't know where your mind is. My mind is here. If you asked me last week, the week before, or today, will they make the tournament? I've been consistent. I would bet, if I had to bet yes or no, I would bet yes. And I bet it based on nothing other than the fact that they've made it two out of the last three. They had the talent to make it this past year. The league stinks, and they should make the tournament. And Penny has always gotten players. So I'm going to try to hold back on the this is a Sweet 16 team kind of euphoria, right? This is the team that's going to make the deep tournament run. I think we're all going to hold back on that for obvious reasons. But do I think they'll make the tournament? Yes, I do.
I really worry that next year it's a one-bid league.
That's possible. They will play, once again, an impressive non-conference schedule. If they do what they did in the non-conference schedule, and then it can be a two-bid league. And then finish second in the league and don't win the tournament? I don't think it will be such that if they put together anything like the non-conference schedule that they had this year, even though those games, in retrospect,
that wasn't
diminished.
Their fault.
And then they finish second in the regular season conference, or win the regular season conference, regular season, and then get bounced in the second game by an upset. I think then it'll be a two-bid league.
I mean, maybe. I can.
Right now, if you're betting, will they make the tournament next year? Wouldn't you say yes?
I think I'd say yes just because I think they're unquestionably going to be the best team in the league. But the problem that I see is, like, how many times under Penny finished in the league, like, where they should have? Last year?
2 years ago, didn't they finish where they should have? They finished 2 years ago?
I thought it was, like, third or fourth.
Didn't they finish where they should have 2 years ago, and then they won the damn conference tournament? Listen, I'm on board with the skepticism when it comes to deep tournament runs, right? Or Sweet 16. Or if you're asking me, is next year the year that Penny's going to set his rotation early and stick with it? No. I'll tell you no.
Yeah, they finished third the year.
If you're asking me, is next year the year that Penny is going to take more accountability, that maybe he didn't have the right plan for a given day after a loss? No. I don't believe that. I'm skeptical about a whole bunch of things. I'm skeptical about, is this the year that that Penny is going to fully rely on his assistants? No. Is it? But do I think they'll make the turn? Like, so my skepticism, while it is there, it only runs so deep because I also have a fundamental belief that they will make the tournament. I do think they will make the tournament. If I just had to bet one yes or no. So I'm not like, I don't think they're going to stink. I think they'll be good, and I think they'll make the tournament. And then we'll see. Now, if they don't, obviously, and I think the last 2 days doesn't prove anything because last year we did the same thing. But you know what? The year before, they also added players in the portal, and it worked out fine.
Yeah, but you could also make the argument.
The year before that, they added players in the portal.
They added the best player in the portal.
This year, they've already added the second best player in the portal.
I mean, opinions vary.
I have generally seen him as the consensus number two in the portal, but certainly top five player in the portal. So I'm not losing my mind. I am not planning the parade. I'm not, hey, all you people who were critical of Penny, suck it.
Yeah.
You've been proven wrong again. No.
Who is the nice lady that wrote you the letter?
Yes, her. Yeah. Well, Elizabeth, whatever her name is.
I thought it was Sheila.
No, you're right. It wasn't Sheila. It was, anyway. No, I'm not saying, see, all you people who had anything who are even slightly critical of Penny have been proven definitively wrong. Of course not.
Jeff, are you, as the kids say, saving the receipts?
I'm saving no receipts. I wouldn't know where I'd put the receipts. I'd lose the receipts if I tried to save the receipts. But I continue to be hopeful. Maybe it's the other part of growing up in Buffalo. While you think in the end that it's going to, that it's all going to come crushing down and your heart will be broken in some just atrocious way, you also figure out reasons to believe heading into each and every year. That's part of the trick, right? And so Penny's giving us over the last 2 days some reasons to believe. Now, still doesn't have anything close to a complete roster, but off to a good start. So, I'll take it. It beats the hell out of the alternative, right?
Sure.
Beats the hell out of the alternative.
Definitely beats the heck out of, you know, when you're going through Tubby recruiting.
Once again, we have, we got a busy weekend. We got women's Final Four tonight. We got the Final Four.
Jeff, you've missed the number one headline.
The earthquake
in
New York?
No, the earthquake in L.A.
What
Bronny
happened?
James has declared for the 2024 NBA draft.
I have missed that. I have missed that.
Going to keep his eligibility, though.
I'm contrary. I'm contrary on this one, ladies and gentlemen. I'm a contrarian on this one. There are those who say it would be a travesty if he were to declare for the draft and even be drafted by the Lakers. Purely because he's LeBron's kid. Have they not watched college football recruiting or college basketball recruiting forever? Have people not heard of have package deals not existed in sports as long as sports has existed?
Yeah, I think though the distinction though is we've always felt like for the most part that stayed out of the pro game.
Yeah, I don't care. If LeBron wants to sit on the bench next to his son, if he wants to share a bench and practices and whatever else with his son, it's not gonna. If LeBron was insisting, let's say the Lakers had the third pick in the draft,
okay,
right, and LeBron was insisting, you better take Bronny or else, then I would be outraged by it. But if LeBron is saying take him in the second round because I'd like to play with my son, I'd like to, you know, I don't care. I don't care. Is he undeserving of that place on the bench? Yes. Let me ask you this. Do we live in America where lots of kids who are undeserving get places in lots of companies and lots of whatever that because their father has a gig?
Yeah. I mean, broadcasting.
How is this different than America, for God's sakes, right? Like, so I don't care. I guess sports is supposed to be the ultimate meritocracy, whatever else, but I don't care.
Yeah, I think the argument I'd listen to, because I'm like you, how many second-round picks, like, whatever.
How many, even for late first-round pick, how many make it?
I think the argument would be, just give him a two-way free agent deal, like what Lester got.
That's fine, too. If that's what they want to do, that's fine, too. Or if the argument is it's a disservice to him that he should...
I think Laker fans believe also that like, this is beneath them.
It's not beneath him to cater to your superstar.
Well, no, on top of that,
you've done everything LeBron wanted you to since he first arrived there. Every transaction, why is a transaction involving his son any different?
I think because, like, most of the other deals would be viewed in the service of winning.
You don't think that studio execs have some of their kids working in their studios out there, maybe? Because they can give them gigs, right? This does not outrage me, and I know it does outrage other people, but it does not outrage me at all. I don't care. He obviously does not deserve. He is not a pro prospect except for his father's LeBron.
Correct.
Right? That's just like whatever. No other team, unless you were trying to.
He was a very average player on an average team.
Clearly.
Slightly
like it
below
doesn't. He does not deserve an NBA contract. But I don't care. Like even a little, I don't care. By the way, speaking of interesting contractual moves, we did have more We did have more information on the
Stephon Diggs
thing yesterday, which was a little surprising to me. The Texans.
It was good news, I think, overall, right? For you, like in terms of the Bills, like isn't that like net positive, right?
Well, so the way that it works in the end, you want to win trades, you want to whatever. And so the way that I saw some Bills commentators talk about this. And basically what happened is the Texans just said, we're just doing this for 1 year. We're going to eat the, we're going to dissolve the remaining 3 years of his contract. And so we gave up a second round pick. They're also getting a fifth and a sixth back, I think.
Yeah, I think that's
sixth this year, maybe a fifth next year. And we're doing that for 1 year of Stephon Diggs because he'll be a free agent after this year. And so the way it, what played out in Bills Nation is you'd see people commenting. So they'd say, so wait, the Texans gave up a second round pick for 1 year of Stephon Diggs? Like, ha, 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 right? But I don't know if it's good for the Texans or not. The argument that it's good for the Texans is this. You know what we're doing? We're going for it. We're going for 1 year. And because he's going to be a free agent at the end of this year, he is going to put, we are going to get the best version of Stephon Diggs.
We are going for it
in the Super Bowl. So he is going to come into and in the best shape of his life. And we are going to get the best version of Stephon Diggs. And part of that is, by the way, he's going to have to act right because who's going to give him a big contract if he doesn't? And so we're going for it for 1 year. And he's going to be a stud for us. And you know what? He might be the reason we win the Super Bowl. Or he might be the reason we win two more games. Or he might, and that's worth a second-round pick.
The other spin zone that I've seen is that, Jeff, they're laying the foundation of a system of trust. They're letting him go into free agency and get a bigger deal sooner.
And so then... they're making him happy in advance.
Correct.
So he will therefore... Now, as you point out, the downside is, wait a second, you've created this world where he has to get his touches next year. The guy already demands his touches.
Mm-hmm.
He has to get his touches next year because it's a contract year.
Uh-huh. Traded twice.
So how's that going to go, the fact that you've literally created a contract year for him? You don't think he's going to be going back into the huddle and telling CJ?
You don't think he's going to have some opinions?
I hate to say it. Of course I wish him ill. I hope it blows up. You know?
On the field.
Of course, only on the field. And the fact that his brother suffered a grievous injury last year after he was trolling the Bills.
Yes.
I don't think those things were related. I don't think that was karma.
Well, we can't rule it out.
I can't rule out karma because I don't.
Sure.
Who would tamper with karma like that? But I can't rule it out. But no, on the field, I hope it blows up.
Absolutely.
But I think there's a pretty good chance that it won't.
I don't know. I think this is, I got my spidey senses like it was with the Jets last year. Remember when everyone's all Jets, and the whole time I'm sitting there going like, I think this has a chance to not work.
Do you bet on women's basketball?
I have not.
Will you tonight?
I will not.
Okay.
I got to get ready for Mark tomorrow. He needs me.
My advice today is to enjoy the weekend because you've got great women's basketball tonight. You've got the Showboats opener tomorrow. You got the Marc Gasol game tomorrow. You got Final Four tomorrow. And then Monday we're going to have the championship game. So we have a really, given that our local teams have not been at their absolute best this year.
I like how that question was asked to me twice the last 2 days.
What?
Do you bet on women's basketball?
Wait, who, Mark needs you? What was that about? What
Gasol needs me. I'm getting arrested up for tomorrow.
Gasol. Oh, I see.
Asked if I bet on women's basketball. That's happened twice to me the last 2 days.
Well, why not?
It's very chalky. You know what I mean?
But now we're dealing with the chalk.
Yeah.
It's the chalk versus the chalk. Now we're dealing with the chalk. Anyway, Dinger Tuesdays are still a thing over at FanDuel.
Yeah, they are.
And you can bet on the way that it works is you bet on one player to homer, and FanDuel will give you $5 in bonus bets for every home run hit during that game. That's right. Every home run hit during that game. All you have to do is bet on a single player to homer. This is for new users and existing users, for everybody. All you got to do is go to FanDuel.com/Calkins, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, C-A-L-K-I-N-S. S must be 21 or older and present Tennessee. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max bonus, $25 a game. 20 restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789. Jeffrey, what is coming up next?
Here's what's coming up next.
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. Anthony Sane joins them 11:30. John Henson will join them at 12:25. Blake Topmeyer joins us on Giannotto and Jeffrey. Jeff, of course, with Gabe at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We got to get out of here. We will be back on Monday for Now Work Is Done.
Well, hello there. The Godfather, Jason and John.
Jason and John.
Oh, my God. So funny.
Straight out of White Station and the U of M to your speakers. Weekdays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Tigers, Grizzlies, Jason and John. 92.9 is my station.
Genesis Diamonds came to Memphis to change the way people here buy diamonds. Response has been incredible, as our radical approach and no middleman markups have shown how other jewelers mark up their natural diamonds. And now we're showing you behind the curtain on lab-grown diamonds as well. For example, one major retailer is selling a pair of 5-carat round lab-grown diamond stud earrings for $18,000. Our price is just $8,900. That's less than half their price. Or their 3-carat lab-grown diamond earrings priced at $8,000. Genesis price, $4,900. A savings of more than $3,000 with better quality diamonds. If they're charging this much on lab-grown diamonds, kind of makes you wonder what else they're selling at the same outrageous markup. But now you have a choice. At Genesis Diamonds, we guarantee to beat anyone else's price. And our other non-commissioned trusted advisors are here to give you all the information with details you can trust and the strongest warranties in America. Genesis Diamonds at Poplar and Perkins Extended.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a new Samsung Galaxy A15 for just $99. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Good talk.
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. In-store activation on single Silver Unlimited plan or higher required. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
As Tennesseans, we all see and appreciate the abundant wildlife around us and the great fishing opportunities we have across our state, thanks to your Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency. I'm Don King, reminding you that none of this would have been possible without the support of hunters and anglers who have purchased licenses and paid the bills over the years. Don't forget to purchase your license this year. It's a great investment in Tennessee's wildlife future.
Ready to take your skills to the next level? Introducing the MoreTech Retrofit Installer Technician Class, also known as Weatherization Training, a comprehensive 2-week training course designed to equip you with the knowledge and skills needed to excel in the weatherization industry. Learn to identify worker and client safety hazards and use proper personal protective equipment and safe work practices. Discover the fundamentals of building science and understand the house as a system, from air sealing measures to insulation and ground moisture barriers. You'll master the essentials of weatherization and gain expertise in duct inspections and learn to evaluate, remove, and reinstall windows and doors. Course material is curated from the best in the country. Don't miss out. The MoreTech Retrofit Installer Technician Class, held Monday through Thursday from 3:30 to 6:30 p.m. at 1200.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.